very, very important consideration for human beings, because without such morality, without such discrimination, human society will no longer remain human society. It will become animal society. Therefore, considerations of relationships within and outside of marriage are very important in human society and must be followed. When there is a relationship outside of marriage, it is considered immoral in the human society. But we should remember that the Supreme Lord Krishna is a maker of such laws of morality for the human society. He is bound by these laws. Rather, when he breaks these laws, apparently what seems like a breaking of the law, as far as the human society is concerned, those pastimes are actually considered to be even higher. So Krishna enjoys swakiya ras with the queens of Dwarka within marriage. That is no doubt very sweet. But his pastimes in Vrindavan with the gopis are even sweeter. So Jagannath gives darshan in Puri alongside his elder brother Balaram and his younger sister Subhadra. Once a year for 15 days, however, Lord Jagannath goes into seclusion with Lakshmi Devi, and after the period of 15 days is over, then he comes out for the Rath Yatra. The last festival that takes place before he goes into seclusion, before he goes to accompany Lakshmi Devi, is the Snan Yatra. And the last festival that takes place before he comes out of seclusion is the Netrotsav, when the painting of the eyes is done. During this 15 days, Lord Jagannath's entire body is repainted. Therefore, it is called Angarag. It is also called Navayauvana, because now Lord Jagannath appears fresh and youthful with a new coat of paint. So now, just before Lord Jagannath departs from the company of Lakshmi Devi, like any dutiful husband, he takes the permission of his wife that I wish to go for my Rath Yatra, so please give me permission to go. So reluctantly, Lakshmi Devi, who doesn't want to part company with her husband, she gives permission on the condition that Lord Jagannath will return the next day. And like any other dutiful husband, Lord Jagannath promises, knowing fully well that he is not going to fulfill the promise, that he will return the next day. And so he sets out for Gundicha on his Rath Yatra. Now, the Gundicha temple is considered Vrindavan, and Jagannath temple is considered Dwarka. It is in the Vaikuntha Bhava, because the Lord is with Lakshmi Devi, whereas Gundicha is in the mood of Vrindavan. So the Lord wishes to go to Vrindavan from Dwarka once a year. He has this intense longing, desire to go. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that actually the Rath Yatra is only the external reason for the Lord wanting to go to Gundicha. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself descends into this world, he has external reasons for his appearance and he also has internal reasons for his appearance. The external reasons are that he has to propagate the Yuga Dharma, establish Dharma and so many things. The internal reasons are also there, like for example that he wants to taste in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of separation from Sri Krishna. He wants to taste that happiness that is derived by Srimati Radharani in that mood of separation. So therefore, in order to understand how it is that Jagannath wants to go to Gundicha, which is like Vrindavan, we need to know a little more about who actually Jagannath is. No doubt Jagannath is Krishna, but in what mood? There is this pastime, confidential pastime, that took place once in Kurukshetra. during the time of the solar eclipse when the Brajabasis as well as the residents of Dwarka had come there to perform religious ceremonies. Now this background is essential for us to understand the Hira Panchami festival in the proper way. So when they all gathered there together, there was a lot of happiness because the residents of Vrindavan once again met the residents of Dwarka. And at one of these meetings, Srimati Rohini Devi was talking to the residents of Dwarka and she was explaining how much suffering the Brajabasis were experiencing in separation from Krishna. And the Dwarka Vasis wanted to hear that description. So then Rohini Devi looked around in the tent where they were sitting and she told Subhadra Devi that you please stand at the door and make sure that Krishna and Balaram don't come inside when I am narrating these episodes. Because Rohini Devi didn't want Krishna and Balaram to be distressed upon hearing how distressed the Brajabasis were in separation from Krishna and Balaram. So she posted Subhadra Devi at the entrance and she began her narrations. In the meanwhile, Krishna and Balaram happened to come by and they were stopped at the doorway by Subhadra Devi. But nevertheless, they all started hearing from the outside whatever was happening inside. So they heard attentively. Now Krishna and Balaram in Dwarka had also heard that the residents of Vrindavan were feeling great separation from Krishna. But this was the first time they had actually heard it from the mouth of a Brajabasi like Rohini Devi. So they began to hear with rapt attention. Subhadra Devi also started hearing. And as they heard, they became more and more astounded by these descriptions. And they began to go into a different dimension of ecstatic sentiment, of devotional sentiment. They also began to feel intense separation from the Brajabasis. So much so that these ecstatic symptoms began to manifest in a very strange and wonderful way upon their persons. Their eyes began to grow larger and larger in amazement. Their hands, their legs, their neck started withdrawing into the body till eventually their bodies took the form that we now see as Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in the temple in Orissa, in Jagannath Puri. So in other words, this very unique form of Lord Jagannath is a form of Krishna in Dwarka, because that form is when Krishna was in Dwarka, but in the mood of separation from the Brajabasis. So Jagannath is Krishna in the mood of separation. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see Jagannath. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that when Mahaprabhu used to go to see Lord Jagannath, he would sometimes see him as Jagannath, as we see him, and sometimes he would see him, more often than not, as Shyam Sundar Krishna playing the flute, as in Vrindavan. He would often come and stand near the Garuda Stambha, which is a pillar inside the temple, and that is at some distance away. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to avoid the milling crowds, he didn't want to be disturbed when he was taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. So he would come right to the back and stand near the Garuda Stambha and peacefully take darshan of Lord Jagannath. In fact, in his ecstatic sentiments, he would often exhibit many wonderful phenomena. Till today, the fingerprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are there in that pillar. Because as he was standing there and watching Jagannath, the stone melted with his devotional ecstasy. And also there is a ditch there right near the Garuda Stambha, which was made by the tears that fell from the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time there was a huge crowd that gathered around, and an old lady, in her eagerness to see Lord Jagannath, she started climbing the Garuda Stambha and put a foot on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulders. She did not realize what she was doing. Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, realized this, and being horrified, he chastised his lady and tried to pull her down. And when Mahaprabhu realized, he began to chastise Govinda. O Adivasya, O uncivilized man, don't you know what you are doing? This lady has such intense eagerness to see the Lord, and you have spoilt everything. I was so fortunate that this lady has put her feet on my shoulders. Lord Jagannath has blessed her with this kind of eagerness, but I am so unfortunate. I do not have this eagerness to see the Lord. This lady is indeed very, very fortunate. Now, this lady had committed two offenses. She had offended a great devotee of the Lord, Garuda, because she had put her foot on that pillar, Vaishnava Prad, which is very bad. And she also offended the Supreme Lord himself because she stepped on his shoulders. But nevertheless, the Lord, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was extremely pleased because he saw the intense eagerness that this lady had for seeing the Lord. And it was this eagerness that Mahaprabhu appreciated, and therefore he overlooked the aparadhas that she had committed. At this time, Mahaprabhu regained his external consciousness. Thus far, till Govinda had disturbed his mind, he had been seeing Jagannath as Nandanandana. This is how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes. And he was absorbed in this vision of seeing Jagannath as Nandanandan Shamsundar in Vrindavan playing the flute. And he was completely absorbed, and when he came back to external consciousness, he once again began to see Jagannath as Jagannath. And then he became disturbed. He said, oh, I am once again in Kurukshetra. I thought I was in Vrindavan. How come? Where is Vrindavan? How come I have come back to Kurukshetra? And then he said, I am so unfortunate. I had found Krishna, but now I have lost him. Where is Krishna? So just like a person who laments after losing a recently acquired jewel, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to lament at losing that vision of Shamsundar Krishna in Vrindavan. So even though he was there in front of Jagannath, but he was on another plane in Vrindavan, seeing Krishna in Vrindavan playing the flute. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani, feeling intense separation from Krishna. So therefore, Mahaprabhu's mood is of seeing Jagannath as Krishna in Vrindavan. So we are in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Matamidam Tatradara Na Paraha. That for us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siddhanta, his vision, his perspective is the all in all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see often like this, and sometimes when his trance was broken, once again in external consciousness he would see Jagannath as ordinary people see. One time he approached the doorkeeper, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And the doorkeeper, understanding his mood, held his hand and took him in front of Jagannath and said, here, my dear Gosai, is Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu was pacified, and he saw Jagannath directly playing the flute as Shamsundar Krishna. So therefore we can see that because Jagannath is Krishna in a mood of feeling separation from the Brajabasis, he longs to go to Vrindavan. And therefore he takes this opportunity of the Rath Yatra to actually go to Vrindavan, which is the Gundicha temple. So that is the inner purpose why Jagannath goes out on the Rath Yatra. The purpose of giving darshan to the devotees at large, the purpose of going out on an evening stroll and enjoying the darshans of the various gardens on the path to Gundicha, these are all external reasons. But the inner confidential reason is this. So therefore Lord Jagannath has now taken permission from Lakshmi Devi to go, and she has extracted a promise from him that he will return the next day, and a wonderful festival takes place on the fifth day. After waiting for 2 or 3 days, Lakshmi becomes very upset, she becomes impatient, and she is wondering why my Lord has broken his promise. He said he would come the next day, but now 2, 3 days have passed, and she becomes very angry. She controls herself to some extent, but on the fifth day, she can no longer control her anger. So now she is there ready to go and teach Jagannath a lesson. And her servants, maid servants, are all ready to teach Jagannath's servants a lesson. So in a very haughty mood, she comes out in all her royal regalia and her paraphernalia, with all her opulence, manifesting all the opulence of Vaikuntha. She is stepping out and she comes to Gundicha temple. And this is a festival that takes place on this day. When Lakshmi Devi comes there with her maidservants and other servants, and then a big scene is created there. Lakshmi Devi's servants and Lakshmi Devi also, big scene they create outside the Gundicha temple. And the servants of Jagannath are chastised, they are beaten up. The rath of Lord Jagannath is beaten by sticks by the maidservants of Lakshmi Devi. The servants of Jagannath are bound in a rope and brought before the lotus feet of Lakshmi Devi to apologize. Why have you not brought your Lord back here, your master back to Lakshmi Devi? And then the servants of Jagannath, they practically fall unconscious and they are begged to apologize and they are punished just like petty thieves. And then the maidservants of Lakshmi Devi start beating the cart, or they may break a piece of the cart of Lord Jagannath. So a big scene goes on over there. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 14, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes one particular year when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates saw this Hera Panchami festival. Kashi Mishra had made nice arrangements on the order of Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra had told Kashi Mishra that please make wonderful arrangements for this year's Hera Panchami festival. Whatever nice cloths are there, and little bells and umbrellas and chamaras, etc., in my treasury, in my storehouse, in the DT storehouse, bring everything and organize a gorgeous festival. Arrange for prasadam distribution even in a more gorgeous way.